The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment.
Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games,
the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast.
The Sean Green Show podcast
on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest podcasts, news, pictures, interviews, and latest outgoings of the Sean Green Show. You can find that on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGN Plus. That is WGNPlus.com if you want to check me out there. Also on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. If you want to check me out on Twitter, on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. Got a few announcements later on the show I'm going to tell you about. But I want to bring this segment to you guys because we've been trying to do this for the longest because I know I have a lot of tech guys that listen to the show. That's in, you know, webcasting and podcasting and stuff like that. So everybody was telling me, hey, we got to talk about Telestream and Wirecast and all this cool stuff that they have to offer. So my producer told me, hey, we should get somebody, from Telestream on the show. And I really wanted to get them on. We moved studios a few times, so the schedules just didn't work out. But I'm here to tell you today, we have him on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Tom Prin. He's the product manager of Wirecast, Telestream.net. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me again on your show.
No problem. So, all right, one thing I wanted to talk to you about was Wirecast 7. This is the latest version of Wirecast. Now, how does this differ from the older versions of Wirecast?
Oh man, there are so many things that we've added, and we've tried to make it just more high level performance, more high level production. We've changed the editing, so it's a real dynamic editor that we have. We've worked on adding GPU acceleration for Wirecast 7, so your CPU is not overcooked. We have output statistics now, so you can graphically watch how your stream is performing, whether you're hitting the frame rates, whether you're dropping frames, whether you're what your RTMP queue is. So are you getting out to the internet or not? Is somebody on the other side catching you? That's a pretty cool feature. We've added a full audio mixer, which I think you could probably appreciate.
Yes.
And there's several special filters that we have that are VST plugins. We have color correction. I mean, the list goes on and on. Isolated recording, ISO recording, we call it. You can record each camera individually in a clean feed without the graphics, and so that you can use it for editing. 3D animated titles. We've just got a bunch of stuff.
Now, Tom, with these latest versions of Wirecast, how do you determine what to leave in and what to take out and what to improve on? Is this all through customer feedback, or is this just something that you guys figure, okay, this will be cool if we added this on?
Well, actually, both. First of all, we get lots of user feedback, and we want to make our software as powerful as it can be, but also as easy to use. And that's one reason why we changed the editing process. So now we have this dynamic editor that's very powerful. It opens up as a panel. So it's a lot like some of the other programs you might be used to using, Photoshop or Premiere or those types of programs, where your editing panels are there. You can open and close them. You have all your controls right in front of you. That was kind of the user experience ease of use that we got feedback on from a lot of users. But we also look at the feasibility of the technology and how quickly we can get something into Wirecast. We want to make sure we have, you know, we're constantly moving forward with Wirecast and the technology. Even if we don't get user feedback on something in particular, a new technology, let's say like ISO recording or a very sophisticated audio mixer, we'll move that forward. We're streaming 2K now, 1440 HD to YouTube, and you know, we'll move forward with 4K and a lot of the technologies yet to come, VR, streaming 360, spherical cameras, things like that. So we're constantly looking ahead, but we're also constantly looking at what our users are telling us.
All right, and what about the instant replay? How does that actually work with Wirecast?
Well, it's a pretty interesting, fun thing to do. I often demo it when I'm at a trade show or with customers. All you need to do is just activate it. It's a simple menu on at the top of Wirecast, and you just activate it. And then in the preview screen, you get a couple of options to either set the in or out of a particular segment or part of a show that you want to record, or there's a quick create replay shot button. So as you're going along and you see, you know, the guy get the touchdown, you know, did his knee go down before he got to the goal line?
Right.
And that would be college, yeah, I guess. But, you know, is the ball across the line? And you can take a quick create replay shot of that. It is automatically placed in a layer. So below, if you're familiar with the layers of Wirecast, so it immediately creates a shot. And then you can go back and scrub through that until you're right at the very point you want. And you can do it quickly. I know this is sounds like an involved process, but it's really not. It can really be a quick thing. And then you've got your highlight to replay. And you can put all of the replay highlights that you've created, let's say, during the first half. And I'm using sports analogies here, but it could really be anything, concerts or whatever. But, you know, you've got your highlights for the first half, and you can place them in a playlist. So you can play each highlight through. You can set up the replay highlight, play it. You can say in the next, you know, I'm going to run all the highlights from the first half, or whatever it may be. So there's a lot you can do with replay, and there's a lot you can do with the playlist functionality too to support that.
All right, I have a texter that just texted me, and he was asking about animated titles. Is that a new addition to Wirecast 7 now? Are they able to do animated titles now?
Yes, well, we have an agreement with a partner that we started to work with Wirecast 6. The company's name is New Blue Effects, and they're one of the best-known 3D animation titling companies in Southern California. And what we did was integrated with their early version of Titler Pro, and with 7, we've taken that to a new level. There are now 4 levels of Titler. You can get, when you download 7, Wirecast 7, you can get Titler Pro Express for free. It's about a $100 product that we integrate right with Wirecast 7, and it's the same download, so you don't have to purchase anything separately. And then that gives you a taste of what real 3D animation is like, and how you can create it yourself and how you can use templates to do that as well. And then there are 3 more sophisticated levels of New Blue's Titler Pro product that we also help you upgrade to if you want to do things more along the line of After Effects or something that's very visual.
All right. And what about widgets? Would Telestream add more widgets?
Well, we have widgets. Now Game Show is the other product we could talk about. I think of it as Son of Wirecast, but it's a Game Show is strictly for video gamers, and we've added a lot of widgets to that that product and paradigm of use for video streamers. We haven't yet added a lot of widgets to Wirecast. We add functionality more than we've added widgets. But I'll talk about that in a couple different ways. Now with Game Show, we have built these widgets and we include several examples, but if you're technical, you can build your own with JavaScript as well. What does a widget do? Well, it can do anything, but in the case of Game Show, you can bring in chat, subscribers, donations, and such. But we've also gone further than that by integrating directly with Twitch Alerts and Streamlabs to bring in their alerts for subscribers, followers, donations, and so forth that show up graphically within your stream. Now, on the Wirecast side, we're working with especially with Facebook and Facebook Live. They have really changed the face of live streaming in the last 3 or 4 months by really making it available to, you know, all of their users, all 900 or a million or a billion users they have. And it's been really terrific. You see a lot different and a lot more live streams coming from Facebook. Of course, with the Facebook smartphone app, we've been seeing lots of news events and current events being streamed on Facebook Live. But with Wirecast, we were the original partner that Facebook asked to integrate. We're the only one of the production and streaming software side of things to be fully integrated with Facebook. And we're developing widgets, really, and functionality for Facebook Live. We have, to date, done geotagging, so you can show up on the live map, the Facebook Live map, if you're familiar with that. We've done some other ways to stream to pages and events and groups, which you hadn't been able to do before. We've added ambient or 24/7 streaming for Facebook Live. We're going to add branded sponsor tagging in the next dot release of Wirecast 7 so that sponsors can tag their content and it's be searchable as branded content.
Right.
We're adding the ability to shape your audience, I guess is the way I would put it. You can set demographic parameters. I only want 18 to 34-year-old adult males in Germany to see this. So it's really exciting, some of the things we've been doing. And we're going to add the comments that you see in Facebook. We're going to add it to your stream so it could be recorded for posterity there on your stream, as well as being able to interact with it as a broadcaster.
Wow, it seems like you got all your I's dotted and T's crossed. I got another text that just came in. I'm new to video editing, and I want to try Wirecast 7. Do I need to buy Wirecast products for this to work with the software? Is that true or not?
You mean just editing a recorded live stream, or?
Well, it's a text, so I'm guessing he's saying like on his phone or a separate camera that's not as non. Wirecast or non-telestream products?
Yes, you can bring in any type of source into Wirecast, whether it's an IP stream, a web stream, whether it's web content or web display, any type of camera. On our website, we have long lists of cameras and capture cards that you can use. And we also have iOS apps. There's one called Wirecast Cam that you can bring in directly into Wirecast.
As far as layers, would there ever be more than 5 layers to Wirecast?
Well, I want to ask you what you think the use case is there. Right now, we have 5 layers. It's usually, I stream a lot myself, concerts and our local Dancing with the Stars production, things like that. And the 5 layers work pretty well for me, putting bugs in, lower thirds, computer graphics, live shots, audio, different audio sources, and so forth. One of the things that I think you'll find in Wirecast 7 is that you can put as many layers as you want to into one shot. so you can pre-program it or pre-set it up. You can create a whole scene out of it. That was more difficult in Wirecast 6, and it took a lot of manual workarounds to do that. In Wirecast 7, it's just easy drag and drop, move things around, add graphics, add video, add, 3D animations, all in the same shot. So rather than layering in the master layers, which you can still do, you can layer in the shot itself and send the whole shot and the whole scene live.
All right, cool. Now, one of the things I always want to ask you when I have you on is, like, are you guys working on the next big thing with Wirecast? And if so, are you able to, like, kind of, like, tease it now?
Sure. We've got lots of, it's hard to know where to start, I don't know how far and go with teasing it, but so let me just go back a second. We're on a very rapid development cycle with both Game Show and Wirecast, mm-hmm. and we come out with Game Show, for example, we come out with a new version every 3 weeks, and the first time it comes out, it's a beta, and then it comes out 3 weeks later as a general release. So you always have the current version and the next version that you can access on Game Show. Now we're moving to that type of rapid development with Wirecast as well. So there are a number of things that you'll see popping up within the next few dot releases for Wirecast that would kind of be in the medium range of technical improvement. Analytics, for example, more analytics about your stream. We want to, and we'll be developing more of a touch-based UI. We're looking into, right now, 360 and VR streaming. We want to develop the architecture around WebRTC and REST APIs so that we can do a lot more cloud-based applications. We're working with Skype to create a client in Wirecast. We're working with a new networking interface called NDI, which allows you, we already have it partially implemented with Titler Pro, where you can set up another computer on the same network and control Wirecast. So you can, on that other computer, push graphics or lower thirds, or control a scoreboard, for example, through another computer. So you can have a dual operator setup. Those are some of the things that we're looking at in the short term.
Wow, and I can't wait for that to come out. And there you have it, guys. Tom Prent, he's the product manager at Wirecast. Make sure you check out all their products on telestream.net. That is telestream.net. Also, if you want to follow them on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Wirecast if you want to check them out. That is Wirecast 7. Make sure you guys go to telestream.net. There is a free trial, so if you want to download it, check it out. You can definitely do that. So go to telestream.net, download the free trial, and if you like it, buy it. And there's a lot, they're updating it all the time. There's going to be new stuff coming from Wirecast. So I think it's a good buy. So make sure you guys check it out. Tom, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Sure. Thank you, Sean.
All right. And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.